Hello, I'm Jonathan Miller. I'm currently English, and I'm stuck in Ann Arbor for some appalling reason. Like, Keena was having, sort of going hysterical yesterday.
Yeah, right.
There's a big hassle in Apple, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, the place is full of American DJs.
I'm hip.
American DJs from KEWI, Topeka, and all sorts of things have been sitting around outside Apple for 2 years.
Right, yeah.
Trying to talk to somebody.
Right.
The Daily has a very large article today, on which they claim... The person who wrote it is called Fred Labor, and he claims that Paul McCartney was killed in a car crash in November 66. After leaving EMI, the studios, tired, sad, and dejected, he drove his Aston Martin into something or other, and he was decapitated. Anyway, Brian Epstein, they then say, this is kind of those very mysterious things surrounding Brian Epstein's death, but Brian Epstein, according to this article, objected and died very soon afterwards.
All okay, right. Good.
They then had a Paul lookalike contest, and they found an orphan from Edinburgh called William Campbell. And his picture's in the lower left-hand corner of the collage, distributed with the Beatles album.
Right.
He's got short hair, he's wearing glasses.
And a little mustache.
The top of his shoulders, he's wearing a tie. But he does have a resemblance to Paul. There's one other thing. On the album cover of Abbey Road... Paul's holding a cigarette in his right hand.
Right, and he's left-handed.
Left-handed.
Got that one.
There is one other thing I remember. This is my own personal recollection. There's a TV program. Have you heard of Tony Palmer?
Yes.
Okay, he did a TV program about rock music, which was made about a year ago. They had interviews with all sorts of people, and they had an interview with Paul McCartney, in which he said, and here I'm quoting as best I can, "If we wrote a song in which the words were 'she went downstairs,' people would interpret it to mean she was a 16-year-old nymphomaniac who was running off with a refrigerator repairman and stuff like that." And then he said, "It could mean that for all I know, but we don't mean it to."
Mm-hmm. If people read into things.
Yeah.
Yeah, just as they do into Shakespeare.
This hype could be part of kind of their reaction against people. Like, you know when Yellow Submarine came out, there's this big thing about... how Yellow Submarine is a phenobarbitone cap.
Right, right.
They found they couldn't write anything without people doing it. So I think this is part of an immense master plan on their behalf to screw up the entire work.
Yeah.
Succeeding pretty well.
Well, they're succeeding beautifully. This is one of our theses. This is a great hype, and this is their weird sense of humor getting back at a world that has been sort of funny.